Now, 8 minutes past seven, and it was a vote that split the people of Surrey. Of course, Britain voted to leave the European Union in the referendum on June the 23rd. David Dimbleby made this announcement on BBC One.
Well, at 20 minutes to five, we can now say the decision taken in 1975 by this country to join the common market has been reversed by this referendum.
The result prompted celebration.
Let June the 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day.
And despair.
This is an absolutely devastating result. Personally, I feel pretty heartbroken.
Well, more than 2 months on, how are you feeling about the decision to leave the EU? Almost two-thirds of British adults say they are positive about Britain's future after the EU referendum result, according to an opinion poll conducted by ComRes for BBC Radio. Jack Fien is BBC Surrey's political reporter. Morning, Jack. So remind us what happened in Surrey in terms of the EU result at the time.
Morning, Suzanne. Well, yes, in Surrey, 52% of people voted to remain, while 48% voted to leave. Now, that's pretty much the UK result in reverse. So if the country had voted like Surrey, then we would still be in the EU. But I think it does show how this county, like elsewhere, is very split on the issue. Now, if you look closely at the result, there are some really interesting differences. So, for example, Spelthorne had the highest percentage of people wanting to leave, over 60%, while its neighbouring borough, Elmbridge, right next door, had the highest Remain vote at around 59%. So what I've been doing is going to both these places just to get some sense of how people are feeling 10 weeks on.
And do we have any idea if there has been an impact on business then, Jack?
Well, I've been talking to a couple of people who campaigned to leave at the time who are also closely involved with the business community. Now, Councillor Colin Davis is the chairman of Spelthorne's Economic Development Committee. He also led the local Vote Leave campaign there. And he says most firms are in favour of Brexit.
Well, going around the constituency, it was amazing. I suddenly realised what it must have been like to have been in uniform on VE Day. I lost count of the number of people who thanked me personally in the street, shopkeepers who came out of their shops to shower me with congratulations and indeed offers of gifts, which I declined, and very upbeat, very positive. And of course, some of them have asked questions particular to their own businesses and their own operations about how things are working. We're beginning to see with the Prime Minister's announcements how it will work. I think everybody perceives it as an opportunity, not as something that has beset the nation. I think Spelthorne very accurately reflects the national mood.
So that's Spelthorne councillor Colin Davis. Well, over in Elmbridge, I spoke to Derek Williamson, who is from the Walton Business Group, who's also an accountant in West Molesey. He also campaigned to leave.
Every time we look at the European community and us and Brexit, what we are finding now that we've voted for out is, in fact, it seems to have been the best thing that we've done.
And what has been the reaction from the business community in this area?
In the main, either indifference or support. Yes, there are some who probably are worse off, but I would say the majority of businesses have found it's either made no difference or has actually improved the level of work that they've got.
Jack, one of the big questions has been around property prices. Have they gone up or down?
Well, James, yes, you're right. This was one of the big debates during the campaign ahead of the referendum. We had those kind of apocalyptic warnings, didn't we, about how high the drop would be in terms of house prices. Well, I've been speaking to Marcel Rocchia, who's the director of Roche Hills Estate Agency in Walton-on-Thames, and he also writes an analysis of the local property market on the Walton property blog. He says it's simply too early to tell the impact.
It's only been a couple of months since Brexit. Now, traditionally, the property market generally slows down during the summer periods, so it's very difficult to dissect between a lower activity in terms of the summer period and whether Brexit has had an impact. My view is we need some longer-term data to get a correct analysis.
Because I think one of the things people remember from the campaign is this warning that look, there'd be this drop in house prices. What was your view of all of that discussion when it was going on?
I don't think there will be a price reduction purely because of the stock levels. I mean, just as an example, in Walton-on-Thames, in the area that we operate, in 2007 there was an average 400 275 properties for sale per month. Today, there are only 223 properties for sale. And I think because of that, what we're finding is that properties that are sensibly priced are still selling reasonably quickly.
So that's our political reporter, Jack Fean, speaking to the director of Roche Hills Estate Agency in Walton on Thames. We're going to be hearing from one of those who campaigned to stay in the European Union after eight. And BBC Surrey's been asking on Facebook for your views on the EU referendum.